Back in Norfolk, Bowling Green, 92-77 win over Norfolk State. And with the band serenading us, we check in with head coach Michael Huger. And coach, this game again, your team squandered a big lead and then you close it out strong. But Norfolk State switched to a 1-3-1, looked like, late in the first half. Then the second half went to a box and one or something like it. And obviously it threw you guys off your game, didn't it?
I don't think it threw us off our game. I thought we rushed. We got into a hurry, and that was the difference in the game. Once we started to settle down and started to get stops on the defensive end, that was the difference in the game. So we were able to settle down. So the biggest thing was we didn't panic totally, but once we settled down, we were able to get stops again and get back out in transition.
And the box and one against Dylan Fry, I don't know that I've really seen that much at the collegiate level. Takes a while to adjust to that, right? What did you do to finally break that down?
We started to run our regular plays. You know, I told our guys, don't panic. We just stood around and passed it on the perimeter. And once that happened, we started to run our plays, our zone plays, our man-to-man plays, and everything worked against it. So that was the difference in the game for us.
Well, you could not have had a better start, Coach. You're up 21-3 in the first 5 minutes. The guys are making threes all over the place, namely Dylan Fry. And that quick start on the road was very impressive.
Oh, it was definitely impressive by Dylan. All of our guys, Justin Turner, had a great night for us as well. DiMaggio, Wiggins. Matt Fox came in and played great for us down the stretch, hit some big free throws, hit some big shots to open up that lead. But I was most impressed with his defense. He was able to defend and do a great job on the defensive end. Hopefully that'll carry over into MAC play. But Dylan was very hot to start the game. He didn't have a particularly good shoot around, so I didn't know how he would play until he got out there and started to play. And he just had a really, really good game.
Well, clearly Norfolk State thought they had to take him out of the game to get back in it in the second half, and they did that for a while. You also were big on the boards, 38-26, only allowed them 8 offensive rebounds. And I guess tonight the number that might also be a little disconcerting, you had 16 turnovers, as we kind of talked about with the 1-3-1 and what they did with the box and one. As you look at the overall game tonight, though, defensively seemed like you did what you were supposed to do defensively. In other words, you generally were on the shooters, made them get off the three-point line. Seemed like maybe scouting report-wise one of your better defensive games.
Oh, we did a really good job on the defensive end. The guys were sharp and locked in on the defensive end. Our rotations were good. Our closeouts were good. Our drives, we did a great job on the dribble drive, what they were trying to run. And our guys did an excellent job doing the defensive end. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
No doubt. And your team now 3-0 on the road, Coach, in true road games. So this team's finding a way to get it done away from home, and that's always big.
It's big because in MAC play, you got to win some of those games on the road, and you definitely got to take care of home if you want to be champ. So our guys are learning how to win on the road against good competition. I think this team will be one of the top two teams in the MEAC this year. So, I think they have a good chance of winning, especially once they get all their guys back. So it was a good game for us.
Coach, final thoughts. You started so hot from three. Did you think maybe you fell in love with it a little bit, even though you end up 14-25, which is outstanding? Maybe a couple of those could have been better shot selection later?
We shot 56% from the three. I don't think any of them was forced. I don't remember any of those being forced. It's the defense that they played. I thought Matt Fox had some wide open ones, Justin Turner, Dylan. I thought all of them had really clean looks that we just missed. So I'm all right with that because of the defense that they play. They mix it up and go all over the place. So it's always difficult when you got to, prepare for multiple defenses and multiple changes. And our guys, did a good job of that.
All right, Coach, great performance tonight, 7-2 now, and we'll see you back at the hotel.
All right, thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us, and BG wins 92-77.